Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
And we have also Sam Forbes, Sam's nutritional consultant. He also manages our downtown store.
Good afternoon, Arnie, and it's great to be here as always.
On this beautiful November day. Okay. And we have a special guest in the studio. She happens to be a nurse, and she's a nutritional counselor, nutritional consultant. And she's here as our guest, and she works with Carlson Labs, and her name is Jolie Root. Welcome, Jolie.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And Carlson, as you know, is one of our sponsors. They make a complete line of products, and they one of their specialties are fish oils, cod liver oils, things like that. And that's what we're going to be speaking about today. You know, Jolie, there's been a lot of newsworthy items about fish oil especially. And we were talking before the show, and you mentioned something that's on the website of the American Heart Association, which I found very interesting. What's that?
Well, they talk about the benefit of omega-3 fatty acids and cold water fish. And it used to be that the recommendation was two fish meals per week as an overall approach for reducing risk of heart disease. But in 2003, they upped the ante a little bit, and they actually published this statement, which is that for persons who need to reduce elevated triglyceride levels, 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams daily of EPA and DHA are recommended, which is a big step from going from a couple of fish meals a week to actually identifying. This was the thing that I thought was interesting. They actually identify the EPA and the DHA instead of saying fish oils or instead of saying fish meals. So that's a little more sophisticated because they're actually talking about what the active component is.
Yeah, usually you're right. They usually just tell you eat more fish, mm-hmm. and this is a big step, especially for something like the American Heart Association.
Exactly.
All right, so reducing triglycerides is something that that fish oil can do very well. We know that. Now, we also spoke earlier about some work that you just told me about relating to DHA and the brain.
Well, the brain is predominantly fat in terms of brain matter, and a large amount of that should be DHA. So there are a lot of studies looking at the benefit of omega-3s with cognitive function and even things like mood, depression, that kind of thing. But there was a study with mice earlier this year. They have Alzheimer's mice, and they found that the mice that got a high DHA diet had a reduction in deposit of amyloid beta, which is a protein that is part of the structural, it's a component of the plaque in an Alzheimer's brain, and it's one, there's tau protein and there's amyloid beta, which are toxic proteins in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. So they found a reduction in deposit of that, and they also found a reduction in the size of the area of plaque, which was interesting.
Okay, so this related at this point just to mice.
Yes.
Okay.
We can't really look at the... We don't get to look at Alzheimer's brains in humans until post-mortem.
Yeah.
There's no way to go in there and take a sample of Alzheimer's patient's brain to see if a diet has an impact. But with mice, we can do that, so...
Okay, so we know that fish oils, for example, can be beneficial as far as it relates to the heart and as far as it relates to the brain and the nervous system. And I guess the third place that fish oil comes in is an anti-inflammatory in things such as arthritis.
Absolutely. And inflammation being a characteristic of heart disease and a characteristic of Alzheimer's and other... Crohn's or inflammatory bowel disease, inflammation has been identified as being an issue body-wide.
Yeah, so, with everything.
Exactly. So I guess it lends credence to the idea that fish oils would be relevant for all sorts of conditions.
One of the things that people ask me about in the store at Wilner Chemist is, does this fish oil, does it have mercury?
Mm-hmm.
So what is... the status of the fish oils that Carlson is producing vis-a-vis mercury and other toxic substances?
Well, they are one of the companies. They're not the only company that tests by far, but they are one of the companies that does an extensive amount of assay to determine that the oil does not have mercury or lead or cadmium or PCBs.
Right.
They test for 28 different pesticide residues, and they test for the presence, the formation of peroxide, which is an oxidative stress marker. And the statement is right on the label. If you pick up one of the bottles and look at it, it says it's been found to be free of detectable levels. And as the testing becomes more sophisticated, so probably will the language around it. But they are all tested. That's one of the cool things about the Carlson oils is they're clean.
So they're tested and they're free of those noxious things.
Exactly.
All right. And I know you don't only make fish oils per se, but you also produce a nice line of cod liver oils.
We have cod liver oil encapsulated and also liquid, plain and also lemon flavored. We have the liquid omega-3s, which are absent the vitamin A and vitamin D that you find in the cod liver oil. That's the significant difference. And the liquid omega-3s are actually fish body oils. They're mm-hmm. not from the liver. And both liquid, again, and encapsulated. And we have some new flavored chewable capsules, too. And we've got the liquids for children. So there are some people who remember their childhood and remember the horrible cod liver oil of the 50s and the 60s, and it's really difficult to get them to, the compliance is an issue before they ever taste it. If we can get them to taste it, everyone is usually pretty surprised and happily so that the clean oils today are not bad tasting, and the liquid omega-3s don't even taste like fish.
And Carlson also has liquid fish oil and liquid cod liver oil, and we sell a lot of it at Wilner's, and customers seem to think that it tastes pretty clean, not too fishy.
Exactly. The liquid omega-3 just got an award. Norway just gave us an award saying we were their best tasting oil. So they came over and visited Expo East when we were there and gave us an award.
All right, very nice. Hey, awards are nice.
Yes, they are.
Okay, let me give you folks our phone number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. It's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call if you have any questions about fish oil or Carlson or anything else related to vitamins, minerals, and herbs. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jolie Root, and we'll all be back after these messages. Many experts believe that the most effective type of probiotic is a live, culture-active one that's ready to work in your body. That's why so many people find that BioK Plus is the best way to provide friendly bacteria that help with digestive problems, the immune system, intestinal health, and high cholesterol. BioK Plus provides 50 billion fresh active bacteria, Acidophilus and casei, in either a fermented milk base, plain or fruit-flavored, or a dairy-free soy base. Remember, much of the research on Acidophilus was done on yogurt cultures, not freeze-dried capsules. The patented strain of Acidophilus in BioK Plus has actually been clinically proven effective in preventing antibiotic-associated diarrhea, and it's currently used in many hospitals. BioK Plus must be refrigerated, and it comes in six packs with a typical dose of a half a bottle per day. Original flavored or dairy-free, BioK Plus, it's also available in capsule form for extra convenience. If you want to feel better, try BioK Plus, the live-active probiotic supplement from Wilner Chemists.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
Having difficulty swallowing those large calcium magnesium pills? Introducing the liquid calcium magnesium supplement you take with a spoon from Nature's Answer. Liquid calcium magnesium contains citrate and orotate, highly absorbable forms of both minerals, along with MCHC. In addition, zinc, boron, and vitamin D fortify this unique supplement for bone health. Smooth and delicious, naturally sweetened with organic agave nectar.
Look for the Platinum Label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
Doctor's Best now offers Celadrin, one of the newest, most effective natural anti-inflammatory supplements in a cream, capsule, soft gel, and with glucosamine. Celadrin safely promotes flexibility and healthy joint function. Clinical studies have shown Celadrin to be effective yet without side effects. So if you have problems with stiff, sore joints, Celadrin from Doctor's Best may be the answer. It decreases inflammation, lubricates and restores fluids that cushion bones and joints, promoting flexibility and mobility. That's Celadrin, C-E-L-A-D-R-I-N. And here's some more great news. All four Celadrin products from Doctor's Best are now on sale at half price. It's your choice, cream, soft gel, or regular capsules, and in the glucosamine complex form from Doctor's Best. Now on sale at half price, all at Wilner Chemist locations, of course.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jolie Root. And Jolie, as far as the fish oils go, fish oils primarily contain two fatty acids. They contain more, but the ones we usually speak about are EPA and DHA. Now, you mentioned that as far as the triglyceride work, they were recommending how much?
2 to 4 grams.
2 to 4 grams. Now, when they say 2 to 4 grams, are they talking about, let's say, 2,000 milligram capsules or 4,000 milligram capsules, or are they talking about 2,000 milligrams of EPA-DHA?
They're talking about EPA-DHA.
Okay, so we're talking about some serious dosage here.
Yeah, unless you use the liquid, the liquid omega-3, the Carlson liquid, has 1,300 milligrams. It's 800 EPA. What would that be? 500 DHA in a teaspoon.
Right.
So you could get 2 to 4 grams with 2 teaspoons.
2 teaspoons. Yeah.
Okay. Now the question about the liquids is what has to do with their ability to last without getting rancid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the capsules, you have a little vitamin E in there. It's all
right.
Sealed.
Right.
So the question is, how long can you leave a bottle open in your refrigerator?
60 days.
60 days.
After that, you start to have measurable peroxide levels. So
okay, one thing you can do is you can take number one, I always tell people when you're dealing with these products, you want to take something that's you know, you're going to use up in, you know, it's a liquid, it's an oil, it turns rancid. You don't want to buy more than a month's supply. So, you know, Carlson makes the finest fish oils like in a 6.5-ounce bottle, and they also make it like in a pint bottle. So you can get, you know, you can get both of those. If you're taking a teaspoonful a day, you may want to get the small size. You know, of course you drop more, but then you don't have to worry about the rancidity factor.
That's if you live alone. If you got a couple of people in
your
house,
then
give it to
everybody. Of people,
if you got a cocker
it.
Spaniel or a Labrador Retriever, you know, you can share. And then you can get the big bottle.
Share with your animals.
Yeah,
and whoever else you live with.
Absolutely.
And that could be animals, you know.
Hey, we're all animals.
Speak for yourself. Yeah. Okay. Let's say hello to George from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi, George.
How are you doing? My question is about the distinguishing cod liver oil from other fish oils. I was under the impression that oil from the codfish would be, you know, classified as fish oil, but apparently not. Could you tell me what cod has that the others don't, or vice versa?
Okay. Cod liver oil, the question is cod liver oil versus fish oil. Cod liver oil is, of course, is a fish oil. Okay, Jolie, you want to give a
well,
quick...
Well, the idea is, you know, why do we take fish oils for the EPA and the DHA for the most part? But cod liver oil also will have some vitamin A and vitamin D content. That's usually the thing that distinguishes it from the fish oil. And the fish oils, when they're labeled fish oils, are usually not from the liver of whatever fish it is. That they, I mean, it might be sardine, it might be salmon, it might be menhaden. There are a lot of different fish that they use. And they don't usually tell you which fish because depending upon the time of the year and when they were fishing, it's different species. Where cod liver oil, it is the cod and it is the liver.
Yeah, is that what you wanted to know, George?
Yeah, and also, could you tell me what the acronyms, what is it, DHA and EPH, whatever it was that you said?
Stand for?
Yeah.
Yes. DHA is docosahexaenoic acid, and EPA is eicosapentaenoic acid, and the EPA is a short one. It's 18 carbon length, and docosahexaenoic, or DHA, is 22. So it's a little longer.
They're long chain fatty acids, either 18 or 22 carbons, with usually three double bonds.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's got five. I think EPA has five.
Yeah, maybe five. That's true.
I think it's eight. I need to see
it's
the chart. But
it's just a very...
The first double bond is in the third position. They call that the omega-3. But it's they're, you know, long chains of carbon. Look in a Carlson fish oil brochure, and you can see basically the structure of it. And they are polyunsaturated fatty acids, which we also sometimes affectionately call PUFAs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're long chain ones. They're the longest in the dietary fats.
Okay, George, did that answer your question?
Yeah, but could I ask, or could I get that information in a particular publication that exists now?
Oh, yeah. You can go. You got access to the Internet?
I will shortly.
Okay. Carlson has a website, carlsonlabs.com. You can stop at Wilner Chemist, and they have fish oil brochures that Carlson publishes, and there are probably other brands that do also.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very educational and informative, and they show the little diagrams of the molecules. They identify EPA and DHA, and you can read about what that means.
Okay, George, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
And next we have Sheila from Brooklyn.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you, I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Okay, I wanted to know, how does a person know what vitamins to take? Is there a test to see if you're lacking certain vitamins? I mean, is there a borderline? Does one know if they have to take the B's or the calcium? That is my question.
Well, that we could devote a show to that, actually. You know, it's very interesting. It's a good question. Well, why don't we start with Dr. Podell?
Okay. You're talking about for anybody?
For anybody, yeah. Okay. I'd like to know, how does one know what vitamins do they have to take? Is there a test?
Well,
is there a test to know what you're lacking?
There are tests, but to do each individual test would cost a whole lot of money. There are some labs, I guess, that sort of pare it down. But basically, the thing that to understand is that there are two different approaches to using vitamins. One is the approach of standard conventional nutrition. And there it's fairly well worked out. The dietitian sits down and talks to somebody and says you should be having 5 to 10 fruit and vegetable servings a day. Do you not? They can figure out what you're missing by the standard therapies. But then you get into the group of people where you're trying to treat with what we're going to call megavitamin, very high doses. And that would be doses much higher than the recommended daily allowance the government is giving. And for those things, we, in most cases, don't have very good tests. So, for instance, if you are treating a, let's say, Crohn's disease with a fish oil, I forget what the dosage used, but it'd be like 6 or 8 or 10 grams a day of fish oil. But if you did your blood level of fish oil, of omega-3 oils, someone taking, say, 1 gram a day would probably be within the normal range, but you apparently need that 8 or 10 grams to have the pharmacological medical effect. Okay. So that's prancing around in a number of different ways to say that you really need to sit down with a knowledgeable doctor. And what I do in my office is certain things I'll check. For instance, I have some people who are, I'll check the omega-3 levels. But in most cases, I'll simply give omega-3, for instance, if they have Crohn's disease or at high triglycerides or rheumatoid arthritis or at high degrees for heart risk, because the studies have shown they're beneficial whether or not you're abnormally deficient.
Okay, that's one answer. Sheila?
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now I'm taking calcium Ultra Oscal. Now, is it necessary for me also to take glucosamine chondroitin?
Depends why you're taking it. The glucosamine is more for the joints. Calcium is more for the bones.
Oh, I see.
You know, so they're, you know. Sheila, why don't you stay on the line? Because we need to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest, Jolie Root, will all be back after these messages. Are you looking for an alternative to tablets and capsules, something higher potency and more stable than liquids? Well, then look no further than All-One High Potency Vitamin Mineral Powders. All-One powders, they're easy to take, rapidly absorb, pure, high in potency, and more economical than tablets and capsules. There are 5 All-One formulas to choose from, including dairy-free and vegetarian versions. In addition to everyone's favorite, the original formula, there's an All-One with concentrated green foods, one with fruit antioxidants, a hypoallergenic rice base, and one for active seniors. One heaping tablespoon of All-One, mixed with your favorite juice, replaces a full handful of tablets and capsules and provides a delicious nutritional boost of energy that will last all day. For over 30 years, All-One from Nutritech has delivered quality, innovative, high-potency vitamin supplement powders, providing the simple, healthy, cost-effective solution for your daily nutritional needs. The entire line of All-One powders is available from Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab, Answers for Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, we all know the importance of maintaining a healthy heart. Coenzyme Q10, commonly known as CoQ10, is a critical nutrient for the cardiovascular system, and it's one of the strongest antioxidants available. But how do you know which one to choose? Q-Absorb from Gerald Formulas is the ultimate antioxidant for cardiovascular protection. Q-Absorb is clinically tested, 100% natural, and supports healthy heart function. Absorption is a major factor in the effectiveness of CoQ10, and this is where Q-Absorb excels. Studies show that Q-Absorb expands blood vessels and improves oxygen consumption. When combined with exercise, Q-Absorb supplementation produced near-normal endothelial function. So don't just ask for Q10, ask for Q-Absorb from Gerald Formulas. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Gerald Formulas products discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest is Jolie Root. And Jolie, tomorrow morning, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at your place.
Uh-huh. All right. We have
going to be there. Yeah. Yeah, let's clarify that. Well, going to be there from 10 to 2.
10 to 2 at the Wilner Chemist at 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st Street. And you're going to be doing a little demo?
Mm-hmm. Showing people that these things actually taste good.
Okay.
Shockingly enough.
Shockingly enough. Okay. And if you don't already have a copy of our new 224-page fall edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, you should. It's filled with health information and product data. Just ask for it. Give us a call, 1-800-633-1106. That's the store. 1-800-633-1106, option number 3, leave your name and address. Or you can request a copy at our new website, www.wilner.com.
Or the best idea yet is to come to one of either our two stores in Manhattan and pick up a catalog and a sales flyer. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and we're near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All righty. Sheila, are you still there?
Still here.
Okay, before we went to the break, you asked if you're taking calcium and you want to know about glucosamine.
Yeah, you said that the ultra OSCAL was for the bone.
Yep.
And the glucosamine is for the joints.
Right.
Now, I took a bone density test.
Okay.
Now, the doctor told me that I'm 64 going on 65.
Yeah, me too.
Never look
like that.
Never look it. Okay. He said my bones are like a 30-year-old.
Good for you.
I couldn't believe it. But I have a very bad case of osteoarthritis.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Right. So, and then I also found out that the metformin that I'm on, it depletes the B12 and the calcium.
Okay.
So I started to take that. And I just started it like last week.
Okay.
Now, do you think I should get the glucosamine chondroitin as well?
For arthritis, for joint problems, there's really nothing as good as glucosamine and chondroitin.
All right. Now, I understand there are so many different kinds. A friend of mine had recommended that I take the sulfate kind.
Sulfate kind is wonderful.
Yeah, it's better than...
No, the hydrochloride kind is wonderful. They're all wonderful. As long as it's glucosamine, take either the sulfate or the hydrochloride.
Sulfate or hydrochloride. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to us, too.
Thank you so much.
Especially if you get it at Wilner Chemist.
Absolutely.
Then it sounds better.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Sheila. Thanks for calling.
You know, Arnie, we get a lot of that confusion. People often come into the store. They say, I need something for my bones. My joints hurt. And, there is a confusion. People think that calcium and things like that are for the joints, and they forget about glucosamine. They don't know about glucosamine. So let's see if we could, hopefully we could set the record straight. If you want to strengthen your bones, although Sheila doesn't sound like she needs, although she probably should take a
well, she wants to stay that
at least,
way.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, she was talking about which vitamins should I take. So at least take a good, we never really hit on this. Take a good multivitamin and mineral, a good comprehensive multivitamin and mineral everybody should take. We never really got a chance to talk about optimal health as opposed to avoiding deficiency diseases, which are pretty non-existent.
Hey, Sam, it's our show. We could talk about whatever we want.
That's right. So
if you want to talk about optimum health, talk about optimum health.
Talk about optimal health, and that includes a good multivitamin and mineral supplement.
There you go.
Contains all the optimal amounts of vitamins and minerals. And if you keep listening to the show, you'll find out other things you can take,
right,
Sheila. So,
all right. Who's next? Arthur from Manhattan.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi. My question is this. I take a tablespoon of cod liver oil, principally to get vitamin D. Is it necessary to take fish oil in addition, or will I get enough EPA and DHA from the cod liver oil?
Yeah, I think you get plenty if you're taking a tablespoon and it's a good product. Look on the bottle and see how much EPA and DHA
well,
you get.
It doesn't say that. It just says I get 7 grams in a teaspoon. That's all it says.
It doesn't identify the amount of EPA and DHA?
No, it does not.
Well,
no,
next time you want to get a bottle of cod liver oil, come into one of our stores, Park Avenue, 41st Street, or 253 Broadway, and look at the Carlson cod liver oil. They have a couple of different products, and it states how much EPA and DHA is in that tablespoon or teaspoonful or however they decided to label it.
And have it on the label.
Have it on the label. They're all fairly priced. The cod liver oils are not expensive, and if you know, you can see exactly what you're getting.
I know you once mentioned that there is, I believe Carlson has this, they took out the vitamin D from the cod liver oil and so on.
Well, that's where we get vitamin A and vitamin D capsules in the natural products industry is from cod liver oil, and they go through this process called molecular distillation, and it separates out the vitamins from the fatty acids, and that's how you make the capsules. So if you go into a store and you get a vitamin D capsule, or cholecalciferol, a natural vitamin D capsule, or a vitamin A palmitate, that's usually from cod liver oil, and it's a purification and it's a process of deriving the vitamins from the oil. Now, what the cod liver oil companies that offer a decent potency of A and D in their cod liver oil do is, after molecular distillation, they put the A and the D back in. So some of the companies put more back in, some put less back in, some keep it out and don't put much back in. I've seen cod liver oils in Canada that don't tell you how much A or D or fatty acids they contain. And you can pretty much expect that if they're not identifying it on the label, there's not much in there.
Yeah, they should.
Usually that's the case.
There's big variances in the fatty acid content. That's why you want the manufacturer to share that information on the label.
We're getting into an interesting topic in terms of vitamin A and D. There's some controversy, although here we don't think it's so controversial because there are benefits to A and D. Particularly, there's information about vitamin D being a very powerful immune enhancer, and they're doing research on D in terms of cancer as vitamin A as well. But it's interesting that you mentioned that some companies added back in, and so it's probably a good idea for those of you who do use cod liver oil to sort of keep track of the amount of A and D that you're taking. And it apparently is, you can get a cod liver oil with less vitamin A. It's probably more naturally occurring levels, I guess.
Yeah, although with Carlson, Susan made the decision to keep a bit of vitamin A out because of the concern for pregnant people, many of whom are taking cod liver oil for the fatty acids for the development of the baby, but yet you don't want to exceed a certain amount of vitamin A. That being said, with vitamin D, there now are tests, and doctors that are integratively minded can do the 25-hydroxy vitamin D test to see if people, not so much the concern for toxicity as the concern for relevant amounts for things, as you mentioned, cancer prevention, bone density. So are you getting enough?
In this last week's JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, they had an article about the relationship between serum parathyroid hormone levels, vitamin D sufficiency, and calcium intake. Yes. And what came about as a result of that, their conclusion is, as long as vitamin D status is ensured, calcium intake levels of more than 800 milligrams may be unnecessary.
Wasn't that something? That was really a great statement, because most people think, wow, I need 1,500 milligrams of calcium if I'm 50 years old. And what this is really pointing out is just how important the vitamin D role is in bone density.
It's very important in bone density. And I think the danger is a bad word. The concern as far as cod liver oil is more the vitamin A content, not the vitamin D content, you know, because high levels of preformed vitamin A have been shown to do some, in some cases, some poor things. They had the increased risk of fracture with high levels of preformed vitamin A. But vitamin D, you know, one, unless you're getting up to the 50,000 units, which is, you know, you just don't get that. You know, if you were taking 2,000, you know, units of vitamin D instead of 400 or 800, so what? There's no problem there.
Well, you know, with the exception of pregnant women, the vitamin A concern is probably a little overblown, too. They just revised Merck Manual. I think this edition is the first one. I used to carry around copies of the vitamin A page and the vitamin D page from Merck Manual, because the vitamin A page said you'd have to exceed 100,000 units for a period of a couple of months. Now they've fallen in line with the FDA and the upper level languaging, and they say don't exceed the RDI. But unless you're pregnant, vitamin A is probably not something that you have to be all that scared of, because it's so profound for immune function.
Yeah, they did say, but the only concern was that study they had about
the bone density.
Not just that, the increased risk of fractures.
I know.
At about 10,000 IUs in certain individuals.
Dig out. Alan Gaby wrote a very funny commentary about that in Townsend Letter a couple years ago, and he was saying, you know, that it's possible that the high vitamin A in that group occurred because of dietary patterns that would be associated with increased fractures. So, you know, it might have been other elements. It was a funny article. I wish I had it with me. I could show it to you. But still.
Well, I sometimes keep all those old issues. I'll try and find it.
Or, you know, Google it. Gaby and vitamin A. It might be a Health Notes Newswire entry at some point, too. That might have been where it was. But at any rate, today it's pretty hard to get too much vitamin A unless you're trying. Unless you really intentionally do it.
Yeah. Alrighty, it's time for another short break. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jolie Root, and we'll all be back after these messages. What's your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that helps improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in three unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs: attention, memory, and performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, you can see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer, an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol's been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemists, always at discount prices. Find out more at brainspeed.com.
Are you tired of the slow road to recovery from a cold? Had it with miserable symptoms that linger and worsen? Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka Cold Care is a breakthrough natural medicine that shortens the duration and speeds recovery from bronchial, throat, and sinus irritations, enabling you to get back to being yourself again. This potent extract, unique to South Africa, has been clinically clinically studied and proven effective. In fact, Umka Cold Care has become an international top seller and is now available in the U.S. Umka is available in concentrated drops and great-tasting syrups for both children and adults. So the next time you feel a cold coming on, get better faster. Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka, unique, exotic, and best of all, it works. Umka, the traditional Zulu remedy, transformed by modern science into a natural medicine for sinusitis and the common cold. Umka is now available from Wilner Chemists.
You know, when it comes to the question of which multi I should women should take, there's one multivitamin answer that gives women more, and it's called More Than a Multiple for Women from American Health. Women users believe it's the very best multi for women that they could buy. More Than a Multiple for Women is a mega potency formula of more than 50 vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. And it contains a unique complex of ingredients especially important for women over 30 that most multis don't even have, such as black cohosh and omega-3 and 6 fats. Plus, More Than a Multiple for Women contains twice the daily value of bone-building calcium, two-thirds more zinc for memory and immunity, and concentration of 50% or more of B1, B2 vitamins for stress than any other leading brands. And More Than a Multiple has an exclusive time-release delivery system that provides up to 8 hours of nutritional support. More Than a Multiple for Women. It's truly more because it provides all the nutrition you need in one convenient package. Ask for it at Wilner Chemists and fine health food stores.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gotomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest is Jolie Ruth. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you to my favorite multi-collection of multivitamin supplements. And now let's get back to the phone. You're still there, Arthur?
Is Arthur still there?
I guess Arthur's not still there. Okay, let's say hello to Paul from Princeton, New Jersey.
Thank you for taking my call. And the question for the panel, for C-reactive protein, I'm already taking the fish oil, folic acid, multivitamin, and vitamin E, quite a few different vitamins, but just wondering if there's anything else you folks would recommend for elevated levels of C-reactive protein.
Anything that you...
We don't really know. You know, what the doctors do is they give statin drugs, which seem to have some modest anti-inflammatory effect. I think there have been some studies on using fish oil at high doses, but I'm not sure how they've come out. Do you know?
The fish oil will work. Vitamin E works. Isn't that what he was working with up there when Dr. Ridker came out with the whole presentation on C-reactive protein? I think he was using vitamin E, but I think probably most good anti-inflammatories would, you know.
Yeah, they have a whole probably all the anti-inflammatories, even working with the proteolytic enzymes as well.
I was thinking just that.
Things like the
bromelain from pineapple is probably,
sure.
There's been a lot of studies on its benefit to circulatory problems and cardiovascular problems, particularly with things like clotting factors and anti-inflammatory factors. But there's actually formulas now that I guess they call them COX-2 type, natural COX-2 inhibiting formulas. I mean, C-reactive protein, I guess it's just simply a marker that there's inflammation in the body. Obviously, there's other types of inflammation other than arterial, but if there is... you know, familial history of arterial disease plus other signs, you know, there probably is going to be some inflammation in the arteries. And, of course, fish oils should be involved, the proteolytic enzymes that Arnie was talking about. Like I say, there are formulas that combine them all. Comes to mind, Jarrow has a COX-2 inhibiting formula. I think it's COX-2 tame. I like the Inflamarest by Source Naturals. That's because it contains... it contains the proteolytic enzymes. It has things like boswellan, feverfew, ginger, Turmeric is also a useful thing, and also Jarrow also makes a nice product. It may not, I don't know if it reduces the C-reactive protein, but definitely stabilizes endothelial cells, and it contain it. Jarrow makes it's called resveratrol synergy.
Yeah.
This is because it contains the resveratrol, contains the grape seed and the grape skin, along with green tea, which has some anti-proliferative action as well.
Do you have anything in your line in that vein, Jolie, in the Carlson line?
Or in those arteries.
Or in those arteries, exactly. No, not combinations of things like resveratrol, but the fish oils inhibit COX-1 and COX-2, so you certainly would want to start with something, some dose of fish oils, but there are many good anti-inflammatories. The cool thing about C-reactive protein is you can measure it, so you can look and see,
yeah,
is your regimen working.
Okay, Paul. Thanks for the call. And next we have John from Parsippany, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi, I had a question about fish oil. I actually used Carlson fish oil, and you had mentioned that it can go bad in 60 days in the refrigerator. And I'm just wondering, how would you tell? Is it discolored? Does it smell funny?
The way that they know that 60 days is the magic number is they measured peroxide levels. Peroxides form. It's an oxidative stress marker in fats, in lipids. And lipid peroxidation occurs in your cell membranes as well as in oils that might be in your kitchen. So they measured peroxide levels, and they weren't there, and then they were there, and they were there beginning at 61 days.
This is in an open bottle of liquid, right?
Yes,
open,
in
other
words,
if you're still in a
refrigerated bottle of liquid.
If you're in an open bottle of capsule, how long will that last?
To the end of the date. That's what they use. The Carlson expiration date, yes.
And if it's a closed bottle of caps, it'll last even longer.
Yes.
So they were just talking about the liquid one,
that has
which has
been
the vulnerability.
Even then, you know, there's no solid answer, and I'll tell you why. Because every time you open the bottle, you let air in,
mm-hmm,
and air contains oxygen, and that's mm-hmm what causes the beginning of the reaction, mm-hmm, the reaction of oxygen with the unsaturated bonds.
Yeah.
Now, if you open a bottle of fish oil and take a teaspoonful out and close it and don't use it again for, let's say, 60 days, maybe nothing is happening because you haven't constantly opened and closed and opened and let air, fresh air in every day. See, that's another issue. So
right,
if you're using the bottle, which you should theoretically be taking your teaspoonful every day, at the end of 60 days, you'll definitely, if there's still oil left, whatever's left is starting to deteriorate.
Okay, and so you couldn't really tell, but the rule, basic rule is if you're using it every day and opening it 60 days in the refrigerator, basically that's it, right?
You should be good. And the thing is, it was peroxide levels beginning to be detectable. It wasn't like it was completely rancid. It was just that oxidative stress was occurring. And another point is that, at least speaking for the Carlsons, they stabilize the oils with antioxidants. There's lemon and vitamin E in the cod liver oil, and there's lemon, vitamin E, vitamin C, and rosemary in the liquid omega-3, and that helps to an extent.
Sure, and there's nothing wrong with, if you buy a bottle of fish oil, there's nothing wrong with taking an additional vitamin E capsule,
mm-hmm,
puncturing it and squeezing the contents of the capsule into the bottle and just, shake it up a little bit, and it'll be fine.
Right, and actually what I do is I buy the big bottle and I put it into a smaller bottle. So it's kind of funny, I keep the bigger bottle closed in the refrigerator, but so it's probably fine, but I was just curious. So I appreciate it.
All righty. Thanks for that call, John. And who's next? Tom from Somerset, New Jersey.
Greetings, health professionals.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Fine. Two-part question. If you get x-rays, should you up your antioxidant intake? And number two, which is an ancillary question, is this. Should I take SAMI for the osteoarthritis? Would it prove efficacious?
We've seen very good results with SAMI and osteoarthritis, but you should still take things like glucosamine. SAMI is definitely helpful in the pain and discomfort. I've seen a number of customers who use it and found it to be helpful.
the glucosamine, Sam. Also, I'm taking the Celadrin.
No, that's good. Sure.
Yeah. What about the up the antioxidants if you take X-rays?
Sure.
Why not?
Sure.
Why not? It doesn't X-rays, cause oxidative stress.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with taking some additional antioxidants starting a while before you're taking the X-rays and continuing for a little while afterwards. Okay, Tom, thanks for that call. Well, now let's hear a word about Esperitox.
When Mother Nature turns nasty, fight back with a little of her own medicine, Esperitox, with supercharged echinacea. As the seasons change, you'll want this natural, feel-better essential for proven immune support. Esperitox is chewable, tasty, and has the triple action power of two types of echinacea plus two immune-enhancing herbs, Baptisia and Thuja. This combination is more powerful than echinacea alone, and it supports your body's resistance when you need it most. Each herb is unique in the way it affects immune function, and studies show this combination provides broad-spectrum support to activate your immune system. Clinically proven with over 70 years of use and research, Esperitox is great for the whole family. When you're not feeling at your peak and can't afford to gamble with your health, choose proven immune support. Arm your body's defense system with Esperitox and feel better twice as fast. When results matter, there's only one true choice, Esperitox from Integrative Therapeutics. Esperitox is available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. As those of you who are regular listeners know, this happens to be a two-hour show. And if you're listening for the first time, it's still a two-hour show. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, with more Ester C products than any other company. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Okay, so Jolie Root, our special guest, is going to be with us the second hour as well. And as I said earlier, Jolie is going to be at the Park Avenue Wilner Chemist store tomorrow from 10 to 2. We will be back at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Those of you who are on the phones, stay right there, and we'll get to you right when we get back.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.